Governor Charlie Baker today releases details of a bill he's filing designed to increase housing stock in the state. The governor is warning without action, many people could end up leaving the state. WBUR's Steve Brown has the story.
This is not the first time the governor has filed a housing bill. He did so last session, but much to his dismay, it languished before dying a quiet death when the legislative session came to an end. In remarks to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, Baker made a pitch to the business community to put pressure on the legislature to back the bill this time around. He cautions that not building enough housing to keep up with population growth will result in major shortages.
Those shortages mean that anytime any kind of housing comes on the market, it gets bid out of sight, which creates both equity and affordability issues, but it also forces people to live farther and farther away from where they work, which then creates transportation issues that come on top of that.
The governor says that for 40 years, 30,000 new units of housing came online every year. But in the last 25 years, that annual number dipped to between 8 and 10,000 new units. Baker acknowledges it's not a sexy or interesting issue, but it is an issue that must be addressed.
If you're trying to find a place to rent or a home to buy that's anywhere near where you work, it's a really big problem. And it's one everybody acknowledges because the data is there to support it, is a problem. We got to find a way to get it done.
So far, some key lawmakers are noncommittal. House Ways and Means Chairman Aaron Michalowicz was in the audience for the governor's speech.
I think there was a lot of good stuff that was in that bill last year, and I think we'll keep working on it.
The governor says this year's bill will be similar to the one filed last year, which encouraged municipalities to adopt zoning changes to stimulate housing growth. He lamented that while there was no significant opposition to the bill, it never came to a vote. Some progressive legislators didn't think the bill went far enough to encourage affordable housing. Somerville Representative Denise Provost says there's a limit to what can be done with zoning.
I think if we required every community to set aside some area where they allow the construction of multifamily dwellings, that would go a long way, particularly areas that have access to mass transit.
But like the governor, Provost says addressing the housing shortage is an important issue that should be tackled this session. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.